As we begin your induction, we will focus on your breathing and eye movements. As we slow your breathing, you will find your eyes relaxing shut. It is fine to let them close as the rest of the induction will focus on seeing through that blackness, yourself, reflected as though through a black mirror. Now take a long and deep inhale through your nose and let it flow quickly and freely out of your mouth. Make sure each breath is inhaled through your nose and out your mouth. Now take another deep inhale through the nose and a slower, longer exhale out of your mouth. And again, take another deep inhale through your nose and slower, relaxing exhale out of your mouth. Continue this pattern of breathing, allowing it to become cyclical and comfortable and relaxed. Look directly upwards and pick out a spot on the wall or ceiling that seems to be most directly centered in your upwards view. Focus on that spot as you continue to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, allowing this spot to be a visual anchor. Allow your eyes to remain fixed there as long as your eyelids are open as you continue to relax and breathe. As each breath makes you more and more relaxed, wiping out tension from your legs, arms, back, neck, and face, you will find that your eyelids will wish to slowly shut as they become heavier and heavier as you become more and more relaxed. Until you will find your eyelids becoming heavy as stone, and they will shut and stay shut until the end of this program. It's okay to relax. It's okay to let your eyes close as you continue to relax and breathe. And as your eyes close and you see only blackness, let every muscle throughout your entire body relax and release just a little bit more stress and tension. Here in this blackness, I want you to let your eyes go and begin to see an exact mirror of your entire physical self as you are now, slowly fade into existence in the blackness. As we relax each part of your body, you will see that manifest itself into a realistic mirror image that is more dense and more vivid. Begin with your head. Feel the space between your ears where my voice meets deep within your mind begin to grow warm and relaxed. Feel that relaxation appear as a warm and vivid vibration of relaxation that slowly spreads out within your entire head, touching the top of your head, relaxing the scalp and the crown, warming and relaxing your forehead, smoothing away fully all the wrinkles of your brow, leaving them unable to return until the end of this session. Allow the warm relaxation to spread into and around your ears and down into your jaw. Feel it flow from your brow over your eyes and around your eyes, relaxing all the muscles there, and around your nose, and down into your mouth and lips, while the warmth from your jaw slowly sinks deep into your neck and throat, relaxing all the muscles in your head and face, and every muscle underneath the skin there. See how in the mirror of blackness your head has now become more real, dense, solid, vivid. It is comparison to the rest of you as mist is to water. You see, you are still condensing from the mist into your true subliminal water self. Feel now and see in this mirror as the warm relaxation spreads down from your throat and into your spinal column, shoulders, collarbone, and tops of your arms, all at once the muscles there relaxing. Deep within your body and far under the skin, totally warm and relaxed and becoming more vivid in the mirror image. The warmth travels down into your arms now, relaxing your upper arms and shoulder joints totally and completely far into the muscle and deep under the skin. Now it flows down across the elbows and into the lower arms, down to your wrists. See as it flows and relaxes totally, it appears more solid and dense and real in the reflection. Feel the warmth and relaxation flow deeply through your wrists into the palms of your hands, and then slowly relaxes first the thumbs and then each and every finger as it slides along the hand, totally relaxing your arms in warmth as you see it happen in the reflection. See in the reflection that the warmth and relaxation is now traveling down your shoulder blades, down into your spinal cord, and out across the ribs. Feel how warm and relaxing it is, allowing you to shut off totally the muscles throughout your chest and upper back as they slowly fade into reflection in the black mirror. Allow your focus and concentration on this vision to see and feel the warmth and relaxation settle down the spinal cord to the tailbone and spread out across the muscles of your lower stomach, making your breathing even more relaxed and rhythmic. And see in the mirror as the relaxation spreads out across the muscles for your lower back and legs and upper thighs, inside and out, slowly fade into reality in the mirror's reflection. See the reflection become more real and more dense and more solid in the blackness as the warmth and relaxation travels down your legs, inside of your thighs, down to the knees, on the backs of your thighs, down to the knees, and sink slowly and thoroughly into your knee joints, deep into the muscle and bone, relaxation, totally and completely. All of you from the knees above now has appeared more real and more dense and more solid than perceived reality in the reflection in the blackness. You are totally relaxed, with muscles and nerve and bone shut off totally, just embracing the warmth and focusing on the reflection. And now you feel the warmth and relaxation flow down through the knees into your shins and calves, relaxing the muscles and nerves and bones totally and completely, as the warmth and relaxation continues to spread throughout into your ankles, around the balls of your feet, and deep in through the arch of your foot, slowly into each and every one of your toes, totally relaxing all the nerves, muscle, and bones in your feet and toes, as you can now see yourself entirely reflected in blackness. Focus on your reflection. Focus on your entire reflection, because you are going to cross over this black mirror into your reflection and see through the eyes of your reflection, observing yourself. You will feel yourself slowly switch and allow yourself and your point of view to be drawn into the reflection. You allow yourself to do this as you continue to relax and sink deeper into a final and full state of hypnosis. My voice will guide you and carry your awareness into your reflection as you cross over the black mirror into the total and complete hypnosis. My voice will do this by counting backwards slowly, and as I near the end of the count, you will find yourself nearer to being fully across. Once the count has finished, you will find yourself totally relaxed. Every muscle, nerve, bone, and impulse in your body totally shut off. You will see this from the point of view of your reflection. Let's begin this full and final descent into the sea of awareness. Concentrate. 50. Crossing over. 49. Relaxed. 48. Crossover. 47. 46. Deeper state of hypnosis. 45. Become the observer. 44. Crossover 3. 42. Relaxed. 41. Deeper and deeper. 40. 39. Deeper state of hypnosis. 38. Becoming the observer. 37. Six, relaxed. 35. 34. Deeper and deeper. 33. 32. Crossing over. 31. 30. Concentrate. 29. 28. Deeper state of hypnosis. 27. 26. Become the observer. 25. 24. Crossing over. 23. 22. Crossover. 21. 20. 19. Relaxed. 18. 17. Relaxed. 16. 15. Crossover. 14. 13. 12. Relaxed. 11. 10. Concentrate. 9. 8. Deeper and deeper. 7. 6. Relaxed. 4. Crossover. 3. Crossover. 2. Crossover. And 1. Crossover.
Seek first to understand, then to be understood. To define yourself, you must know yourself. You must remember that defining yourself requires both observation and action. You must be passive first and learn who you are. Then you must take action and define who you wish to be. You must both accept your weaknesses and use your strengths in defining yourself. There is a duality of self that must be recognized. There is the physical animal and the emotional spirit. And while our rational mind might frequently have trouble reconciling the two, the obvious fact remains that our emotional, spirit, and physical desires will never be fully separated as long as we live. As your capacity for good grows, so does your capacity to commit evil. As your ability to do harm grows, your ability to save and protect grows. There is a duality to our lives that must be accepted. That comes from the fact that we are spiritual beings experiencing physical existence. You can add any religious or spiritual connotation to that you wish, but the most basic meaning of what I said is that we are emotional beings in physical bodies. If you have any other spiritual avenues to explore with that, I suggest that you do. If you avoid spiritual meditation or questioning the why of it all, then just accept the basic meaning that we are emotional beings in physical bodies. That alone there is enough to get you to begin seeing the duality of your own existence. That is why we frequently do messed up things, while led by the best of intentions. That is what is called the human condition. The idea that we are mental and emotional minds of understanding, love, acceptance, and tolerance. Well, we are still the human beings that commit war, murder, rape, cannibalism, torture, and that's even without a religious or nationalist push in the wrong direction. The human animal, physically, is a dangerous, demented, selfish, and base animal. But the mind with each human being is a spark of consciousness, a kind of divine gift we still don't fully understand. The human spirit, or emotional being, is capable of powerful and positive change, and the kind of change that can affect the entire race positively for thousands of years afterwards. Now it is up to you to understand and see clearly what parts of these dual beings you can control, what parts you can at least manipulate, what parts will always sweep you away out of control, and what parts you can still not yet face as aspects of your own being. This requires some outside effort on your part. You must keep asking yourself, who am I? You must keep seeking that answer, seeking the ultimate definition. You must become a self-defined individual. You have become a self-defined individual. You are a self-defined individual. You must become a self-defined individual. You have become a self-defined individual. You are a self-defined individual. You must become a self-defined individual. You have become a self-defined individual. You are a self-defined individual. You must become a self-defined individual. You have become a self-defined individual. You are a self-defined individual. You must become a self-defined individual. You have become a self-defined individual. You are a self-defined individual. You must become a self-defined individual. You have become a self-defined individual. You are a self-defined individual. You must become a self-defined individual. You have become a self-defined individual. You are a self-defined individual. Seek first to understand, then be understood. You have seen your own physical weaknesses and your own mental strengths. You are constantly exploring the possibilities of mentally manipulating your own weaknesses in such a manner that you can get them to work for you instead of against you. You seek first to understand your truest self before making your truest self understood. Seek first to understand, then be understood. You have seen your own physical weaknesses and your own mental strengths. You are constantly exploring the possibilities of mentally manipulating your own weaknesses in such a manner that you can get them to work for you instead of against you. You seek first to understand your truest self before making your truest self understood. Seek first to understand, then be understood. You have seen your own physical weaknesses and your own mental strengths. You are constantly exploring the possibilities of mentally manipulating your own weaknesses in such a manner that you can get them to work for you instead of against you. You seek first to understand your truest self before making your truest self understood. Seek first to understand, then be understood. You have seen your own physical weaknesses and your own mental strengths. You are constantly exploring the possibilities of mentally manipulating your own weaknesses in such a manner that you can get them to work for you instead of against you. You seek first to understand your truest self before making your truest self understood. Seek first to understand, then be understood. You have seen your own physical weaknesses and your own mental strengths. You are constantly exploring the possibilities of mentally manipulating your own weaknesses in such a manner that you can get them to work for you instead of against you. You seek first to understand your truest self before making your truest self understood. Seek first to understand, then be understood. You have seen your own physical weaknesses and your own mental strengths. You are constantly exploring the possibilities of mentally manipulating your own weaknesses in such a manner that you can get them to work for you instead of against you. You seek first to understand your truest self before making your truest self understood. Seek first to understand, then be understood. You have seen your own physical weaknesses and your own mental strengths. You are constantly exploring the possibilities of mentally manipulating your own weaknesses in such a manner that you can get them to work for you instead of against you. You seek first to understand your truest self before making your truest self understood. You will know when you really start to understand who you truly are when your understanding loses vocabulary. A great genius once said that language is a virus from outer space. While that isn't best literally translated, it however does express the great teachings from all the ancient mystery religions, that true understanding is beyond words. There are no words capable of translating true understanding. It is a moment of clarity. It is a moment of thought without words, beyond definition. It is your job to seek such understanding of yourself, to go to that place on your own because no one else can take you there. Then, once you are there, bring something back. Bring back the ability to define what cannot be defined, to demonstrate thought beyond words through your character alone. If you've never heard of this universal process of self-awareness before, then I'm sure it sounds confusing right now. Do not worry. The more you think about it, the more sense it will make. All these processes of self-discovery and awareness are learned in the same cycles. They can best be likened to the cycle of learning a musical instrument. At first, it's frustrating because you want to be able to pick up the tool and use it like a pro, but you find you just aren't capable yet. Then you put time aside every day to practice just basic exercises designed to give you more advanced control. Then one day, a few weeks to a few months later, you just start to feel yourself improving every day, making breakthrough after breakthrough until you gradually plateau and find what your mind wishes. The body then follows. This is the same thing with going inside, with looking within yourself for answers that can only be provided for you, by you. And the exercise is designed to bring gradual mastery over your instrument, over your own mind, are these defiant core sessions. I'm sure you have already begun to notice a gradual change in thought, an increase in your own satisfaction with life moment by moment, an increasing dissatisfaction with what you have demanded for yourself out of life. That's good. That's perfect. We have discussed many times that this is a path. This is a process. This is the beginning of growth. And you can appreciate and take pride in the fact that the rest, the blooming, will all be done by you. Reality is what you make of it, and you are making it your own as a self-defined defiant. Reality is what you make of it, and you are making it your own as a self-defined defiant. Reality is what you make of it, and you are making it your own as a self-defined defiant. Reality is what you make of it, and you are making it your own as a self-defined defiant. Reality is what you make of it, and you are making it your own as a self-defined defiant. Reality is what you make of it, and you are making it your own as a self-defined defiant. Reality is what you make of it, and you are making it your own as a self-defined defiant. You have noticed that I have only shown you the path, pointed you in the right direction, but the actual work, the judgments, the decisions, and effort has all been you. The truth is that we both know that it has to be, that the answers that you seek, the control over yourself that you deserve to claim, can only be found within you. Just as you cannot find some other person's reason for being for them, we are all meant to find our own. This multiverse, this universe, this hologram, this play of light and shadow has the answers that we seek. It has a method to its madness. It has equipped us with the power to vie with nature. Do not let anyone convince you that you are powerless. And if you have not noticed, people are screaming it at you every day. From every commercial on radio or TV to every news broadcast or politician's empty promise, people can only gain power over you if they convince you that you are powerless over yourself. That is the ultimate flaw in the mindset of the powerful. They honestly believe that the rest of us are powerless over our own lives. The perverted who would wave their control over you want you to buy what they want you to buy, eat what they want you to eat, and act and think the way they want you to act and think. Taking control over your own life becomes a cog that grows exponentially within this inhuman machine. Each time you stop accepting culture and start creating your own, you strike a blow against these evils. Each time you refuse to vote for the lesser of two evils and demand and work to vote for someone that you truly wish to have rung up a victory, not just for our country and democracy and the republic, but for all of our consciences as well. Each time in your own life you choose freedom over comfort and security, you bring us all that freedom. Each time you choose to spend your money as your own conscience dictates, all of our character raises beyond price. Each time you choose to learn instead of be entertained, or to think instead of shutting down, then you raise the standard of living for every human being around you and affected by you. And we all know that no man is an island. I'm sure you know the horrible pain of feeling betrayed. Remember, not knowing who you truly is betraying who you really are. And realize what this feels like. Maybe it is a pain that has become so familiar that you won't realize what it is until you feel it gone. It is not enough to be somebody. It only works when you choose to be yourself. To define yourself the way you wish to be and the way you are, and then bring them together as one. Now, focus on my voice and become more awake and energized and aware, and remember that your self-integrity and your self-esteem is the most valuable possession and investment you have. Focus on my voice and become even more awake and energized and aware, and remember that your self-integrity and your self-esteem is the most valuable possession and investment that you could ever have. Focus on my voice now and awake. You are energized and aware, and remember that your self-integrity and your self-esteem are the most valuable possessions and investments that you have.